Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. In Light of Today, that's my title for my podcast today, although it has nothing to do with today, it has nothing to do with the light, and it's nothing to do with almost anything. It's simply a fun title that came to my mind as I sat down to do my podcast. It is Sunday afternoon, and I normally work on my podcast on the weekends and then publish it later in the week, so I apologize. It takes a couple days for me to remember to publish it, but also takes a couple days to finalize any changes or go back and re-record it if I need to. In this particular case, recorded on a Sunday in August, probably the next to the last podcast in August. I might do one more in August. I'm not sure. Trying to do one a week. I know a number of people have asked for one a week, although a number of people have also asked for multiple Fred and Ed stories, and I haven't gotten a Fred and Ed story in a long time. I apologize for that. It has to do with the fact that it's just timing-wise, it's hard to break away the time to do a Fred and Ed story, because I got to do an outline, then I got to kind of roughly write it up, and then act it out, as it were. So it takes longer for me to do a Fred and Ed story than it does for me to do a regular podcast. But today I wanted to talk a little bit about kind of the current reality of both mask wearing and COVID vaccinations. And I know that a lot of people are very angry about masks, and I do understand that they have the right to express that anger. The reality is, however, this is not an individual problem. This is a group problem. Because it's a group problem, the rules are slightly different. There's a reality, right? There's a set of laws that we all adhere to, if I use proper English. One of those rules is around the concept of a concealed carry weapon. You have to have a license to carry a concealed weapon. That's the law. Everybody abides by it. Now, you know, people that want to carry a gun around with them in public probably don't love that law, but they abide by it. And the same, sadly, is true of a mask. The mask is going to reduce the risk for other people. Because it reduced the risk for other people, you know, you have two options. The first is you can stay 6 feet away from people, and that works, or you can wear a mask. I do think the false or pseudoscience that's been thrown around, you know, we can't have children wear masks because the mask traps CO2, just shows a massive lack of understanding of the science of gases. CO2 is a very small molecule, tiny molecule, in fact. And based on the fact that it's tiny, the holes in a mask are easily big enough to let CO2 out. In fact, I seriously doubt that anything other than moisture is really trapped by that mask anyway. So the reality is you're holding your own moisture in, but you're not holding your own CO2 in. So give that one a rest. The Pfizer vaccination received its final approval from the FDA as a approved drug, no longer emergency use. And so based on that, I'm hoping a lot more people will pick up, run to their vaccination store and get a vaccination. I truly hope so. Knocking the Delta variant back a little bit and getting the rate of infection to drop is critical, because at some point or another, you know, we're going to create something beyond the Delta variant. And unfortunately, all of us are going to have to rush to get booster shots, which apparently we're all going to have to do anyway. Looks like about 8 months after the initial shot, you'll have to get a second shot. So it's kind of critical path that we pay attention to the reality of vaccinations in the world. And, by all means, if you have a chance, go get a vaccination. It really is for your benefit, as well as for the benefit of the people you live with and the people you talk to and the people you care about. It's just the right thing to do. And I'll end with a couple of other notes. First is, obviously I'm working on a Fred and Ed story. No promises as to when it'll happen. It's been a while, I know. Almost a year and a half since the last one. I promise I will do another Fred and Ed story as soon as one comes to mind, and I can write it down. And the last thing is, thank you very much for listening to my podcast. Have a great day.